This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Navy officials say they're still not sure if two fighter jets actually collided before they crashed into the Atlantic Ocean off the coast of North Carolina. Coast Guard Lieutenant Commander Kristen Pecora says there were rescue teams nearby.
There was a Coast Guard helicopter actually already up doing training. There were also two Navy helicopters in the area. And as we know now, there was a fishing vessel.
The Coast Guard had initially said the jets collided in air before crashing. The jets crashed during a training mission off of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina. President Obama, wreath in hand today, met with survivors at the Hiroshima Peace Memorial Park in Japan. He paid tribute to the 140,000 people killed when the U.S. dropped an atomic bomb August 6th of 1945. The president did not apologize but offered a reflection on the horrors of war. For the first time, a U.S. patient has been infected with bacteria resistant to an antibiotic normally used as a last resort treatment. Scary, says CDC Director Dr. Thomas Freeman.
A woman with no travel outside of the U.S., who is the first documented human case in the United States of having a urinary tract infection or any infection with an organism resistant to every antibiotic.
The patient, a 49-year-old woman in Pennsylvania, has recovered, but health officials fear if the resistance should spread to other bacteria, the country could see so-called super germs impervious to all known antibiotics. Although gas prices are rising slightly in this country, above $2 on average in most locations, the AAA's Tamara Johnson says this could be one of the busiest travel seasons for Memorial Day in many years.
Orlando, Myrtle Beach are topping the list. Miami, Florida is also on there. Honolulu, Hawaii. But also people are planning trips to more historical sites.
And AAA says more than 33 million people are expected to drive to their Memorial Day vacations. More on these stories from townhall.com.
This is Eric Metaxas. One of my most cherished possessions is my honorary doctorate from Liberty University. You're probably familiar with Liberty, the world's largest Christian university, founded in 1971 by the late Dr. Jerry Falwell. What you might not know is that Liberty University also has the country's largest private nonprofit online university. Today, over 95,000 students around the world enjoy the same quality education as Liberty's residential students in Lynchburg, Virginia. Ranked consistently among the top 10 online universities because of their high retention and graduation rates, Liberty offers hundreds of degree programs. If you've always wanted to obtain your degree but thought it was impossible, check out Liberty's online programs. For more information, pick up your cell phone, dial #250, and say the keywords Liberty University. Discover how affordable and flexible a Liberty education can be. Dial #250 now and say the keywords Liberty University.
The UN Refugee Agency in Iraq says it has heard reports now of people starving to death in the embattled city of Fallujah. More from the BBC's Emma Jen Folks.
The UN Refugee Agency believes Islamist groups are actively preventing civilians from leaving Fallujah. The handful who have escaped say many people, including women and children, have been killed trying to leave. Others have crawled through irrigation pipes to safety. Inside the city, there is little food. The UN has received accounts of deaths from starvation.
As the BBC's Imogen, folks, the IOC says 23 athletes have tested positive for reanalysis of their doping samples from the 2012 London Olympics. The International Olympic Committee announced the results today after retesting 265 London samples with improved techniques. The IOC says the athletes represent 5 sports in 6 countries. It did not name the individuals or the countries. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There are reports of more embarrassing problems with the U.S. Secret Service. We get a closer look from correspondent Connie Long.
More than 40 Secret Service agents or employees have reportedly been reprimanded or punished. They are accused of trying to gather harmful information against Congressman Jason Chaffetz, who is investigating the service. There are many fine Secret Service agents who pledge to give their lives for those they protect, but some others have been involved in scandals over the years. Connie Long reporting from Washington.
A New York City man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for calling 911 more than 50 times to report fake emergencies. Ronald DeShields was sentenced yesterday. The calls made between January and February of 2014 included false claims of police-involved shootings and fires with people trapped, putting emergency personnel at risk and at great cost to the taxpayers. More on these stories at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that style?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. If you want to drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com, and just say, hey, Martinez, make sure I'm included in the run for that that DVD Blu-ray from, on the movie Risen. We've got more to give away. All you got to do is just send me an email, and you get in the running, okay? It's just that easy. Hey, with us right now, and it's always good to have him with us, and back is Mario Lopez. He's the president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Mario, how are you, buddy? Hello? Did we lose him?
Yep.
Okay, I'm not. Okay, Mario, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Oh, okay, there you are. I couldn't hear you there for a second. Welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us. I want to talk to you about some particular issues that the Hispanic leadership is for. And, when you hear these, you go, wow, this is, this is rather a conservative perspective here. When you look at taxes and the economy, for example, you believe the tax burden on American families is too high. People should be allowed to keep more of the money they earn. Government overspending, massive deficits create pressure to take more money away from American families and lower their standard of living. I mean, these are some of the issues the HLF believes in.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and the main thing is that the data bears that out. I mean, we have a lot of evidence-based over the last decades and decades of history, and it really shows that government intervention does exactly the opposite of what the people who are in favor of intervention wanted.
Right.
And what we want, our most important thing, is we want to create opportunity and prosperity for all Americans.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is, when you consider, the candidates that are up there, I think there's a clear delineation as to who will do that and who won't. I mean, you've got Hillary Clinton saying, look, we want to continue the same policies that Barack Obama has given us the last 8 years. And, he talks at Rutgers like everything's all good. But we hear what's her name from the Wendy's commercial. Where's the beef?
Right. No, I mean, regardless of the issue up and down, it's clear that she has staked out positions that are basically meant to further her political ends. And she doesn't care if she destroys entire sectors of the economy in the process. She's taking lessons essentially from her boss, Barack Obama, who's gone after industries, whether it's for-profit schools or the gun industry or small businesses by the way of franchising. There are a lot of industries where they just particularly targeted and tried to wipe them out. Coal is another one.
Exactly.
The energy sector.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is quite shameful, to be honest with you, because we remember Rahm Emanuel's, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right.
But what they're taking that now is they're saying, well, let's create the crisis to begin with, and then we'll definitely won't be able to let it go to waste.
Well, it's amazing. They create the crisis, and then they act like they're the heroes and the savior of the day, and they're the ones that created the crisis to begin with. And, you know, and shame on the mainstream media for not calling them out on this. I mean, everybody, it seems like there's a growing number of people waking up and seeing the game that's taken place. I mean, Barack Obama said, we're going to redistribute wealth. He clearly set out to do that. He's done it on so many levels. And this is why, you know, Trump, in a sense, stands in contrast to this this globalistic perspective. I mean, to the point that John Kerry says, hey, borders, borders, mortars. You know, what do borders mean? You know, they're irrelevant. Really? I mean, how did we get there? I mean, how do you get to the point that you got somebody, Secretary of State, saying that borders are inconsequential?
Yeah, it's really quite shameful. And again, this all, because remember one thing. I mean, they want to package socialism as something that's for the poor and the downtrodden. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that when you concentrate power the way socialism does, what you do is you're benefiting the people who already have the power.
Right.
And that's why a lot of times you have big businesses marching in lockstep with the big government types, is because that they know that all the other restrictions that are going to be put out there are not going to hurt them, because
right.
they're the ones that have hundreds of millions or billions of dollars, and they're going to be able to deal with it. What it's going to hurt is the people like you and me. You know,
yeah, exactly. Well, and the people that we represent and support, Mario, I mean, it's going to crush them. I mean, they have absolutely devastated the middle class with their policies. And, you know, and to your point, I wonder, like in the back rooms here, you got all these money people that are being attacked by, you know, by Hillary and progressives and that sort of thing, and the president of the United States. But yet they saddle up to them. They're spending the night in the Lincoln bedroom. You know, they're having buddy-buddy, you know, cocktails with one another and that sort of thing. Like, you know, they just chuckle and they go, oh, well, you know, it's just part of the dance. You know, the people are, you know, like Jonathan Gruber said, the people are too stupid. They just can't figure this out.
That's right. And Jonathan Gruber said that about Obamacare. And then we mm-hmm. have most recently, what was it, Obama?
Ben Rhodes.
Writers, right,
yeah.
Laughing about the fact that, oh, yeah, when we wrote that, you know, if you like your insurance plan, you can keep it. I mean,
yeah.
They were laughing up something fierce about that.
Right. And Ben Rhodes, of course, was on the Iranian deal, and he worked the mainstream media. And the mainstream media, I mean, he really threw them under the bus. And how they have not reacted, and I don't know, you know, I've sensed, Mario, that once this president leaves office, there's going to be a humongous reveal, you know, with him on the other side of being, you know, being president. There's just things that we will find out along the Gruber line, along, you know, the stuff that's being revealed with you know, with Secretary of State Clinton, her emails, Benghazi, all this stuff. I think it's gonna come out big time here. But you know, at the end of the day, Mario, and you know, the Hispanic leadership and what you guys are doing here is you're looking at reality. It's like, you know, let's forget all the rhetoric. You know, what is really happening, you know, in your life? I mean, we were talking earlier about small business. You write that it creates 2/3 of all jobs in the United States. The U.S. Census states that Hispanics start small business at a rate 3 times higher than the general population. Why would you not want to promote that?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the small businesses are the engine of the American economy. They have been for decades, and thankfully they still are. I think a lot of people, haven't sort of taking the time to stop and really reflect on that, because they kind of assume that, you know, huge businesses always have the bulk of the jobs, and it's just mm-hmm. not the case. And when you're talking about, for example, Hispanic small business owners, you're talking about jobs that are created within those communities to help people with opportunity and to help them create a better life for themselves and their families. I mean, that is the American dream.
Exactly. And that's what this is all about. It's about opportunity. And, you know, what we love about our culture, Mario, is that, you know, we're not afraid of hard work. We've demonstrated time and again that we're willing to do whatever it takes. And Hispanics have been the backbone and, as you say, the engine for small business for a long time in this country. And more are right there rolling up their sleeves and ready to, you know, put their shoulders, you know, to the problem and to really be let loose if this government will let them loose. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. More from Mario Lopez on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Small business owners across the country value a job candidate's skill above all else when hiring. According to the Bank of America Small Business Owner Report, nearly half of entrepreneurs say that skill level is the most important factor when selecting a potential candidate, followed by fit with the company culture and previous experience. Furthermore, only 3% say education level is the most important factor when hiring. In fact, 2/5 of small business owners say a college degree isn't important. Instead, entrepreneurs are looking for characteristics such as work ethic and trustworthiness. Steve Strauss, small business expert and USA Today columnist, discusses the findings.
While a college degree is traditionally seen as a door opener for job seekers, fundamental skills and characteristics that ensure a job well done are at the core of what small businesses need. This isn't to say that advanced education is invaluable, but it's how you apply and translate that knowledge into results that matters most.
For more information, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you'll ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
You know, we've all heard about the health benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in the fatty tissues of fish? Bill Martinez Live recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA. Insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez
Live.
Hey, we do everything we can, not only for the sake of opinions, is bring in the facts and the truth of the matter, because when it comes down to really making a choice, we want to do it based on the facts and the truth as best we know how. Mario Lopez continues with us, president of the Hispanic Leadership Fund, and we were talking about the Hispanic Leadership Fund because I think there's some important things that you need to understand about his organization and all the good work that they do there, including education. He believes every child, I should say the organization does, and I know he does as well, as I do, every child in America should benefit from a quality education. Every parent should be able to make choices for their children that put their kids' learning first. Gosh, I don't know how much clearer you can make it than that, Mario.
Yes, and it's unfortunate because you would think that that's something that everyone should be able to agree with, right?
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
Again, we see certain folks who, for them, it's more important, frankly, to protect teachers' unions or failing schools than it is to have kids, you know, be able to fulfill their potential. And that's really a shame.
Well, the people need to stand up and start realizing that it's our money. I mean, we give it to the government to steward it and to invest it on our behalf. And that investment demands a return on investment. But we've been very casual about it. We've just let them mount up debt to the point of $19 trillion and counting. And we keep throwing money at the problem, even whether it works or not. In most cases, it doesn't. And they keep coming to us and asking for more. And we're going, look, we're doing everything we can right now. Every household for the last 8 years has been meeting around their dinner table saying, okay, how do we cut back another 10% this year? How do we cut back another 15% this year? Everybody's been cutting back, doing everything they can to tighten up their belts, but yet this government has continued to expand in the face of the worst economic crisis that we've had in the modern era.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And here's the thing. I mean, again, we look at the data because it is out there. And what you see is that spending per child has pretty much no bearing whatsoever on the outcomes of student performance. It's not about the money. Now, obviously, you need some money to build schools or to have, you know, books and supplies and things for kids. I mean, you're not going to cut back to drastic levels or anything. But when you talk about improving a failing school, for example, and one side is saying, oh, well, we just need more funding. We need more this. We need more that. We need more money. We need to, you know. No, that's not necessarily the case. We see that the schools that perform the best often are very middle of the pack when it comes to average funding. But what they're doing is they're putting in reforms and systems in place in order for children to be the main focus and for the outcomes to be the main focus.
Exactly.
And those are the kinds of things that we need. We don't need to protect teachers based on seniority. I mean, I think we should respect seniority, but at the same time, it should be about performance. That's the ultimate goal.
Well, teachers should be celebrated. I'm all for celebrating teachers, but let's create an environment that honors that. And not just because you happen to be in the union, you've got a certain tenure or whatever that you've achieved. I mean, that you actually are turning out kids that are going out and being successful. Those I want to applaud, and we want to continue to reward and acknowledge the teachers that do that. Like you say, what it is, it's about the focus. If the focus is about unions and business as usual within this broken education system, then we're going to get more of the same. But I agree with your point wholeheartedly, Mario. It's got to be about the kids. What are we doing for the kids?
Yep, that's right. And that's something that gets lost. I mean, they want to sort of paint it in that light. But when you look at their solutions and when you think of the things that some folks on the left sort of stand vehemently against, things like parental choice in education, things like charter schools, I mean, they fought that tooth and nail. They've sort of only begrudgingly now began to accept, you know, charter schools and private schools as kind of options, as long as they can find ways to sort of insert more control over them. But you know, that's something that we see has been provided so many kids a tremendous opportunity in our nation's capital. The D.C.'s Opportunity Scholarship Program that was very successful and very popular among the poorest neighborhoods in Washington, D.C., and was turning out productive kids who were going to college and that. President Obama came into office. He cut funding for that immediately. That was one of the first things he did.
Right.
And in the meanwhile, he sends his daughters to the best private school probably in the city and one of the best in the country, completely bypassing the public school system. I mean, that's hypocrisy at its worst.
Well, it's everything. They do this, whether it has to do with health or education or anything. It's always they're treated like elites. Somehow they deserve it, and they always get the best, and we end up with, the crumbs, and we're continuing to promote a system and a program that's not working, and somehow it's okay. But this is where parents, and I think parents, again, are starting to realize this. You know, what do you want to call them, the silent majority, but they're starting to speak out, and, you know, I guess what we're all saying is, look, we're seeing the same thing you're seeing. We just need to get on the same page and let them know enough is enough. The other thing that you talk about in the Hispanic Leadership Fund is government and regulation. In 2010, the average American worker worked every single day from January 1st to August 19th just to pay for their share of federal, state, and local government. Is it any wonder, Mario, with this kind of pressure that some people just say, hey, look, I give up. If the government wants to give me, some food stamps and whatever, I mean, I'll just sit here on the side. But, for me, I think that that's unfortunate because suddenly by doing that, you've subordinated your dreams and passion and hope and example and modeling for your family, you know, to do that. And I think we gotta have a voice that comes out there and encourages people to dream big dreams, to get in the fray, because we need them to do it. But they're looking at, you know, this government subsistence and welfare. I mean, you know, it is at a humongous cost and an individual cost. For what it costs them and their family, for them. I'm not saying it shouldn't be there. I think it should be there when it's needed. But if you don't need it, then, you know, we're raising a bunch of crippled people.
Yes, that's right. I mean, there's some very basic principles, again, at stake here. You know, like you said, when it is necessary, I think the vast majority of people in this country rightfully think that there should be some sort of safety net. But it needs to be more like a trampoline and less like a hammock.
Exactly.
Right? And again, you know,
good idea. Good analogy. Yeah.
Great examples from recent history. Bill Clinton, to his credit, did sign the Welfare Reform Act and had welfare to work as one of the key components of that reform. And it was wildly successful. People got off welfare and people were able to use it again for the purpose that it was intended, as like a temporary assistance in you know, a certain dire circumstances.
Yeah.
But then they were able to get off welfare and work and provide for themselves and their family. And that is the real road to prosperity, not
exactly
government dependency. But unfortunately, once again, the Obama administration completely gutted the welfare to work requirements. And now we're living with the results. We're seeing increased government dependency in a lot of communities. And that's just not something that is helpful.
Right. Well, Mario, the last thing that you have noted here, and I want people to understand this about Hispanics, because some people think that all Hispanics are just about, you know, broken borders, just bring everybody in and that sort of thing. You know, the Hispanics I speak with is they're very reasonable. They understand that we can not just have the borders open. The system is broken. You know, they're talking 13, maybe upwards of 30 million people at the end of the day because of this broken immigration system. But Hispanics want solutions as well, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the most important thing, right, is that we want to solve the problem. Obviously, we need to have border security, but the best thing that we can do to complement that security is to have a legal immigration system that works, so we can cut back and not have this illegality and be able to have people who come here and say, yes, I want to apply, I want to do it the right way. And if we have those channels that are currently very tied up right now, again, in big government morass of red tape, then I think we can channel that in a very positive way that'll help not just them, but it'll help the entire country.
Well, Mario, we're out of time, and I appreciate you coming on. Mario Lopez with the Hispanic Leadership Fund. Thank you, Mario. This is Bill Martinez at 29 After.
This report is brought to you by the Aetna Foundation. What do Tulsa, Cleveland, Kansas City, San Diego, Durham, and New Haven have in common? They are all rising to the Healthiest Cities and Counties Challenge. The Aetna Foundation, the American Public Health Association, and the National Association of Counties have come together to recognize 50 cities and counties that are making a significant health impact in their community and empower others to make a change. This new initiative is recognizing communities that show measurable changes in health and wellness by providing a total of $1.5 million in prizes. Dr. Marilyn Ostrowski, Executive Director of Aetna Foundation.
We all have a role to play in improving health and wellness in our communities, and we know now no single group can make sufficient changes alone. Through the challenge, we are meeting communities where they are and rewarding innovation and cross-sector partnerships that lead to healthier days.
Will your city or county rise to the challenge? Submit an application by May 31st to be considered. For more information, visit healthiestcities.org.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Do you ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world.
There's a wonderful world of softness, a wonderful world of freshness. It's the wonderful, wonderful, wonderful world.
You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, and you're glad you did. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Bill Martinez Live. Now in over 200, almost 280 markets across the country, around the world, via our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, on shortwave. Smartphones are so smart these days, you can even pick us up through TuneIn Radio. We're all over the place and continue to expand. And thank you so much for supporting the good cause here as we do everything we can, as we were saying with Carl Gallups, to pursue the truth no matter where it leads us. Because when it comes down to making a choice, you want to make a choice based on the facts and based on the truth as best you know how. So much of what's happening in our government today has been rather deceiving. And as Carl pointed out earlier, you've got this these two dichotomies here between nationalism and globalism, and those are the bookends that are diametrically opposed within our country, and you need to be aware of what each is generating. And this is why people are nervous about Donald Trump, because he is definitely exposing what's going on here. And why, as Phyllis Schlafly had said, that America's political system has become more of an echo and less of a choice. Well, you know, as I had mentioned earlier, we have been praying and looking for a voice that would break through all the noise and the confusion, something that would bring us back together and remind us of the dream of America. Pete Hexas is with us right now. And, of course, Pete, his background and his commitment to this country, he has fought on our behalf, represented us overseas, put his life, his resources, everything about him on the line for freedom. And he has just released a new book called In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. Pete Hexas, good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live. How you doing, buddy?
Thank you so much for having me. Grateful to be
here. Well, your book is such a perfect time to book when America is looking for that voice to break through, and maybe we need to go back into the past and look in the rearview mirror and listen to a voice from the past that will encourage us to help us find our place again and remember what America is all about.
Boy, that's exactly right. And, you know, we're so seduced today by the new, the fresh, the new idea, when all the principles on which this country was built are timeless, given to us by our founders. Certain leaders in our country have reminded us of them. And the speech I use for the book is by Teddy Roosevelt, and the ethos of him is throughout the book. But Roosevelt was a student of Lincoln, and Lincoln a student of the founders. I mean, these are men and women now who understand why this country is special and exceptional. So I use a Roosevelt speech from 1910 that called Citizenship in a Republic. The quote many people will know, man in the arena, not the critic who counts. It's a powerful quote. I brought it with me to Iraq and Afghanistan. Then I read the whole speech, and I felt like, hey, if I can amplify this message for 2016 for America, I think these principles, we need to reinvigorate them in our country, tough, gritty aspects of character that are missing from our citizens today. Roosevelt made that case in 1910, and we need to keep making it today.
Well, you resurrect, you know, this speech, as you said, the citizenship in a republic, a man in arena quote, as a roadmap for addressing the massive challenges facing America today. You know, this is a cyclical experience. We go through it. And then there was one TR, Teddy Roosevelt, who stood up and was that voice that came through the clutter that kind of, you know, shook America and reinvigorated us, and boy, we need that call again today, don't we?
We sure do, you know. And you know, as conservatives, there are reasons to be wary of the entirety of Roosevelt's career, right? He's dissented and the founder of the Progressive Party, and his golden gave us the disaster of the globalist Woodrow Wilson. But this book is not about Roosevelt. It's about a speech that's a clarion call to citizens, and his thesis is very simple. It's that for great republics like ours, and to his French audience — he's actually speaking to a French audience when he gave the speech — is that great republics require good citizens. Average citizens must be good citizens, because we can't count on great rulers or even great citizens. Men are fallen human beings with vulnerabilities. Our founders understood that when they enshrined those principles into our Constitution. And what Roosevelt reminds us is that it's the average citizen, their willingness to work hard, earn a living, not be dependent on others or government, who have good character, have faith, who have an internal moral compass, who raise large patriotic families, who are willing to fight for the causes that matter to them. Those are the bedrock principles of citizenship, not whether you vote or whether you protest or what you do for other people. It starts with holding your own in your own community, civic organizations, churches, families. Those are the bedrock that we must remember. And so the book is meant to inspire people to get in the arena, remember why America is special, affect what they can, where they can, and always evaluate whether they're doing enough.
Hey, where can you find the book, Pete? Where can we find the book?
Oh, okay. Yeah, absolutely. We can find the book can be found on Amazon, Amazon.com. There's also an audio book, which I recorded myself, so if folks aren't readers, feel free to jump on for the audio book as well. But and if Barnes & Noble bookstores were sold, it's pretty much everywhere. So I would appreciate anybody checking out the book. And, you know, I hope in graduation season, with a lot of things going on, I like to think it's a great thing you can give to a graduate or a son or a daughter or a grandson or a granddaughter and sort of encourage them to jump into the arena for America. Okay. Well, no, I can get a little bit more into the speech itself. So the speech, you know, we're having clearly some technical difficulties now, but it what the speech reminds us of is that failure, mistakes are commonplace. They're going to happen to everybody and every time. But what the left wants, or what those who oppose America want, us to give up, and for us to quit, for us to hang up the phone and say the interview is over, when in reality, you have to push through the difficult times. And what America has required is every generation
willing to do just that. And it's also the rejection of selfishness in many ways, because it realizes and reflects in the speech, what I try to make the case about in the book, is that American leadership requires citizens who understand that America is special and are willing to go beyond their own lives after they've affected their own lives for values that are larger than themselves. And America has always been a country of ideas and of ideals, and those ideals, in order to be perpetuated, must be defended. And so it starts with citizens here at home, but then patriots, good patriots is the phrase he uses for American involvement abroad. And we're at a moment in time where isolationism is attractive for people, and they're starting to wonder whether we should just retreat behind Fortress America. And what I make the case for is that American leadership is necessary. How we lead, of course, is something we should always critique and take seriously, but not whether we lead. It's the nature, not the eventuality. So American leadership is a big part of what Roosevelt stood for, and also a big part of the case that I make in the book as well.
Pete, Teddy Roosevelt's speech, no question, it is very pertinent, but I understand there was something about the speech that really caught your attention.
The speech itself, I was attracted to the speech because from the quote. So the Man in the Arena quote itself is what inspired me most, and I hung it up, printed it out, hung it up above kind of my workplace or where I slept in Iraq and Afghanistan in Guantanamo Bay. So it is the immediate quote, the Man in the Arena quote, that starts with, "It's not the critic who counts, the man who's actually in the arena." That motivated me. And then I just read the speech, and as I always appreciated good rhetoric. I studied it in college. Speech making is something that has always been of interest to me. So I read the entire speech, and there it was. And I felt like it made a lot of the arguments that I wanted to make myself, but had made them 100 years before from something far more profound than me. So rather than Pete write a book about what Pete thinks, it served as a great frame for making a lot of the arguments I wanted to make anyway. And frankly, pushed me in some directions that I hadn't thought about as well, which any great thinker or leader like Roosevelt will have all of us do. So that's why I include the actual speech itself in the back of the book, is so that people can engage with Roosevelt directly and draw their own conclusions, because I don't agree with everything in the speech, but the overall thrust of it is exactly what we need in America today.
Well, it's a vigorous call to arms to reignite American citizenship at home and restore American power abroad. Using the timeless truths of Teddy Roosevelt's iconic Man in the Arena speech by the Fox News contributor and decorated Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran Pete Hegseth on Bill Martinez Live. Pete, thank you so much. Congratulations on the book, In the Arena, Good Citizens, A Great Republic, and How One Speech Can Reinvigorate America. Pete Hegseth on Bill Martinez Live. You know, you've been hearing about Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients keeping the body healthy. Bill Martinez Live now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 ORAC points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 855-305-8326 or BillMartinezLive.com. Youngevity, that's 855-305-8326.
From the studio that brought you Heaven is for Real and War Room.
When the Messiah comes, Rome will be nothing.
A faithful retelling of the miracle that changed the world forever.
Already they are proclaiming him risen from death.
Risen. On digital and Blu-ray.
He was very special.
Blu-ray includes bonus making-of featurette, deleted scenes, and more.
His tomb is empty.
The best film about the life of Jesus since The Passion of the Christ, says Patrick Nowakowski, editor-in-chief of Legatus Magazine.
What happened to the Nazarene?
Dave Morales of Fox TV Houston calls Risen an uplifting masterpiece.
It's right here. Open your heart and see.
Risen, rated PG-13. Available now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Bill Martinez.
Oh, they're not going to understand me. I'm not going to be able to understand them.
Now, look, honey, they speak a few words of English. You speak a few words of Spanish.
Oh, I've forgotten my Spanish.
Well, you took it in high school, didn't you? Don't you remember anything?
I remember I flunked.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Welcome back, America. 13 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you along with us. The one, the only, yes, our Lucy girl is with us, Lauren Kitchen Stewart. Lauren, how are we doing?
I'm doing good. Woo.
Yeah.
Got a lot on our plate.
Well, I know you always...
Spinning tons of plates. I'm with you. You're not alone.
Yeah, I know. It's the season. I mean, and here we are. We're not even at Christmas time. This is, you know, we're looking at Memorial Weekend time. You know, to have time with family. But I always say it's such a hallowed day. And I've been saying year after year. I have a hard time saying Happy Memorial Day because of what it represents. It's such a sacred day. You know, to think about the fallen that have given so much. They've given the ultimate price for the freedoms that we enjoy and the freedoms I think that many people take for granted. And, to say Happy Memorial Day, it seems somewhat of a non sequitur, if I could say that.
It does. It absolutely does. Our family, we go out to the country and, you know, we just kind of take time to be together and we have a church service and we go out and put flowers on everyone's graves and, you know, try to just remember them in a positive way. And, you know, those that have gone before us to glory, I mean, they're really the ones that are blessed, and one day we're going to see that. But while we're here, it's so painful. It's painful. A lot of you on Memorial Day are missing loved ones. You're missing sons. You're missing dads, grandfathers. Our family has so many stories to tell. I have an uncle that was on the death march on Bataan, the 1,000-mile march.
Mm.
He passed away several years ago, and we'll sit around and talk about that. And I have another uncle that was in Pearl Harbor when it happened. He was on the boat next to the one that flipped over. I think he was on the Tennessee, and wasn't it the Arizona that flipped over? But he would tell us about going down, diving down and trying to save their friends, and they could hear them knocking, and we would be sitting at his feet, you know, with bated breath for every word because he was there. So, you know, those are my family members. But, I mean, there are people that these families are losing their lives right now, and we're definitely thinking about you and praying for you. And you're right. I think we just don't think about it that way like we should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we don't think it's a Memorial Day, you know, like that.
Right. Yeah, and we need to, because we need to understand that freedom is not free. It comes with a cost, and there have been many before us and many currently that are paying that ultimate price, and some that, you know, not to be lessened, you know, there are people that did not die, you know, but, you know, like I was, you know, we interviewed Clinton Romichet, the one of the most recent Medal of Honor recipients, and his story, I mean, he was shot up. I mean, they lost 8 people there in the Battle of Camp Keating. And, you know, to read his story, Red Platoon, I mean, you know, it's in a way, it's kind of like sitting at your, you were saying your grandfather's feet, you know, listening to the story. Was it your grandfather or your uncle?
My uncle. Uncle Sam.
Yeah, your uncle's feet. Yeah, I mean, you know, like sitting at Uncle Sam's feet, hearing the stories. I mean, to read what, you know, Clinton had gone through and what his platoon went through, I mean, against all odds, I mean, they were outnumbered 5-1, Lauren. 5-1, and they survived. I mean, it was amazing. It was like a 12, 13-hour firefight, and they had limited ammunition and that, and they were able to, you know, able to survive, and in large measure, because of his bravery, the bravery of other men, his gifting and talent to be able to strategize and see a broader picture that... you know, caused him to do an act to save a lot of people. And, you know, so you remember these stories. I'm sure Clinton is remembering his fallen soldiers and comrades that were lost on that day. And you can't help but read that book and you see these people and you go, wow. And so to say, but you know, to say thank you, I mean, it just seems like there's so much more that we owe, you know, we owe to these people, these families who have given up so much. And to me, I believe what is part of their legacy is for us to continue to, you know, fight the good fight for this great American experiment that we've been blessed with.
One of our close friends is Smitty Harris. I don't know if you all have heard of the Smitty Harris tap code, but Lyle Harris was a close friend growing up, and he had never met his dad because his dad was a prisoner of war, and he went to war like 6 months before Lyle was born. And Lyle got to meet his dad when we were 8 years old for the first time because he was rescued. And they had the Smitty Harris tap code to be able to communicate with one another. And it's a tremendous story in itself. And I didn't really understand what a lot of them went through after the Vietnam War. And I saw Born on the 4th of July years ago, and I saw Smitty Harris out eating one night. And I said, I have to tell you, I never knew what you all went through. And we had a conversation. He had tears flowing down his face decades later, still to this day, for what he went through. And I said, I just want to tell you how much I'm thankful for you and your courage, because them being able to stay in touch with each other cell to cell with the tap code kept them sane, you know, because they didn't want them talking, but they could communicate through tapping to one another. And I know that all of us have these stories, and it's important to tell them so we have a moment to go, wow, I don't need to take our freedom for granted and the country that we live in for granted. And you know, like you said, we do often. I know I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, it's hard not to, but you know, this is why a day like Memorial Day is so important, because it forces us to draw pause on this. You know, the people that started Memorial Day, they did it for all the right reasons, because they knew there was something profound that we needed to do. I mean, oftentimes, Lauren, in the Bible, I think 250 times, the Bible says remember. 250 times it tells us to remember. I mean, it's because we're all knuckleheads and we forget. And so we need to be mindful of that. So this is a time and season for us to remember, you know, the great thing. Especially when America's exceptionalism, America's rich history is being challenged, you know, to the point that we think we need to apologize for everything or think that we're less than. Certainly, we're human beings, but I think we're the part of the human experiment, the human expression that has done extraordinary things because we've believed in God and we looked outside of ourselves. I mean, if we're guilty, that's what we're guilty of. Yes, maybe we have done some extraordinary things, but I think it's representative of what the Word God says. And it says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. You know, this country was founded on godly principles. Our founding fathers knew their God. They did extraordinary things. They go back and they go, wow, what a miracle. We should not have been able to, you know, to fight for this country with a ragtag bunch of farmers against the number one fighting force in the world at the time. I mean, come on.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, especially kids this day and age, because America has become so safe, and that was even my generation, because these people went on the front lines and fought for us so we could have this really sweet, cushy, nice life. I'm not saying that we don't deal with things day in and day out, but for the most part, if we went to other countries and saw how they live, we would stop and go, wow. And that happened to me. I mean, I was in Nepal, a third world country, for 6 weeks total. And to see the joy that those people had, not even having anything. And, you know, we would talk to them about the Lord, because most of them were Hindu or Buddhist, and they would be so intrigued. You know, I mean, it really kind of made me think differently than I had ever thought before about the great life that I've had. I remember when I first got home, I just wanted to kiss the ground. I was so thankful to be home, because, I mean, their trash collectors went on strike while we were there, and they didn't pick up the trash anyway. You know, even though they were on strike, and now they really didn't.
And we take
things for granted. You know, like picking up, having trash picked up every day, or, you know, having neighbors, or having a nice job, and being thankful for whatever that job is. But it seems like we have a propensity to always want more, always want greater, and not finding contentment in the beautiful things we've been given. And I know I need to check my heart about that too.
Yeah, and I'm okay with that. I mean, that's part of the human experiment, Laura, and I keep saying experiment, but I mean experience, that we go through. We are human beings. We're limited. This is why, you know, I think I've related to you and Robin before. I find myself being a but God Christian. You know, people go, but God, what do you mean? And you know, throughout the Bible, it's always, here's this bad news and this bad perspective that we have as human beings. And there's always that transitionary phase that comes in, but God, you know, but for God. You look at God and get his perspective. You identify what God has in mind, and things change. And this is what this country has done repeatedly, is we've been open to that. And if there was ever a time that America needed to be, you know, a butt-cod adjustment, it is now, to be able to say, yes. I mean, you look at this country, and I'm hearing this, you know, we've been in Maui, Hawaii, and from coast to coast, people are fearful. I see it in their eyes that we're losing a grip of this great republic. And I'm saying, okay, but God, what's God's perspective on America? What does God have planned for America in the 21st century for a time such as this? That's what we need to get connected with.
And make sure that we're not being so religious that we're not doing any earthly good. Because that's the thing about Jesus, when he was walking, you know what? He related and he engaged and he was so wise. And I think we need to make sure that's not happening. Does that make sense to you?
Exactly.
We all feel the same way?
Absolutely. I feel exactly the same way. That's great. Well, all the best. Have a Memorial Weekend, a special one with the family, and we'll draw pause. We will pray. We will be thankful for those that have paid the ultimate price, for the families that have holes in their hearts still for the loss that they've suffered. We owe them. We owe them so much. I don't know that we could ever repay that debt, Lauren. Lauren Seward Kitchens has been with us, National Radio Personality College professor, motivational speaker, the Lucy Girl on Bill Martinez Live.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.